Welcome to the Greater Jersey Buzz with Lou Cicinia and Lisa Dascoli, bringing you the very best in music, entertainment, and talk. And now your hosts, Lou and Lisa.
Hello, world. Here we are here in Nutley, New Jersey. The New Jersey Buzz.
No, the Greater Jersey Buzz. That's
the Greater New Jersey Buzz. Excuse
just the
me.
Greater Jersey Buzz and, on broadband
box.
Oh boy,
good thing
office.
I got Lisa with me.
That's right.
Lisa, you're a lifesaver. Okay, excuse me. I had a word out of place. And you can reach us at broadbandboxoffice.com. That's our call letters on their internet. And we're on the last Wednesday of every month at 7 p.m., broadcasting from VK Media Studios in Nutley, New Jersey. Historic Nutley, New Jersey. A first for Nutley. And we have some very, very high-performing individuals on our show here tonight, right from Italy, the real Italy. These folks are just spectacular, highly recognized in Italy for what they do. And here to this country is in for quite a surprise. Wait till you hear these folks on and perform. So, Lisa, what do you think what's going on this evening with our beautiful guests?
And you know what? I think that as opposed to talking about them, I think we should start right away with Simona De Rosa.
You're always right. Lisa, you're always. That's why you sit on my left.
Thank you.
You're always right.
That's right. All right, so let's start right away. And
can't wait to hear the show, Lisa.
Yes.
Because I know this Simona De Rosa, that's her name, and her brother, Christopher. They are so talented. And as I said, wait till the world sees them. So let's get on with the show.
Okay.
Folks, Simona, you're in for quite a shock.
Hello, right, everybody. How you doing?
I'm doing fine here. It's so lovely to have you with
Simona,
our show.
Simona, what is the first song you're going to sing for
I'm
us
I'm going
this
to sing a Neapolitan song arranged by me and my brother-in-law, Christian Capasso, straight from Naples. And the name of the song is It Vorria Vasa.
Okay.
So,
beautiful.
Yes.
So let's get right to it.
You want me to do it right away for your listeners?
Yes, please.
Okay.
Yes, do it, please. The Neapolitan Italian culture and jazz mixed together, combined, her own style, her own feature. It's such an exciting program to watch.
Nora puri
Bravo, wow. Simona De Rosa. Wow. Perfecto. That's okay. Beautiful. So beautiful.
All right. Now, Simona. Wow.
Yes,
that's
here
why
we go.
She's here.
Absolutely. So, can you tell us a little bit about yourself? Like, where in Italy are you from?
I'm from Naples, and I moved here in January. But before moving here, I studied music in Italy, obviously. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, I took a degree in geology. That is a really funny thing, you know, because when I say here in New York that I have a degree in geology, they always laugh, you know, because they say, did you really study like rocks and something mm-hmm. like that? Yes. So, yeah. But I always was trained as a singer. You know, I studied with a classical singer, not like opera, like these things, because obviously I'm doing like modern music. I'm doing jazz music, soul music. So she was a great teacher. Her name is Cristina Flori. I would like to mention her because she's
yes, please
amazing.
Do. Yes.
Yeah, she's amazing. She does like Baroque and Gregorian music. And then, you know, I started to sing all over the places, you know, with big bands. Quartet, and then I decided to build my own quartet with my best friends in Italy. We built an album, we made an album, it is called Inside Quartet, and I'm proud to have here the bassist of this project here, Christian Capasso, on the bass here tonight too. And afterwards, you know, when I moved here, when I came here for the first time for a few months, you know, I felt the desire to do something about Neapolitan music too, you know, because when I was in Italy, I was always, you know, in love with American music. Mm-hmm. So I was always like, I want to go to US, I want to go to New York to study and improve jazz music. But once I was here, you know, I felt again my roots. That's why I made my second album, Kisses from Naples.
Now, let's talk about your album, both of them, Kisses from Naples and Inside Quartet.
Mm-hmm.
How can our listeners get a hold of that music if they would like to?
Inside Quartet is sold on iTunes.
Okay.
So they just have to go on iTunes and, you know, write down Inside Quartet, you know. And maybe if they write also Simona De Rosa, they can find quicker, you know. But anyway, if they see Inside Quartet Naples, they will find it. Kisses from Naples, they should go.
Beautiful album. I got it.
Yeah, you got it,
yeah,
right?
I got that album.
Yes.
I got it in my car right now.
Mm-hmm. And
beautiful. And a beautiful picture, beautiful program. Very professional and so beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
So, and I'm sorry, we can get
on.
That where?
We can get it through me right now because it's not yet sold on iTunes because it's pretty new.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. So we have something to look forward to. Now, why jazz? Jazz is a very American style of music.
Yes. Everybody's asking me always the same thing. You know, you're Italian, you come from Naples, and why you decided to sing American music? First of all, because I always was in love with the language, you know, in American language, you know, the English, because it's more musical. So I started to listen to master like Aretha Franklin, you know, Whitney Houston. And then I went through an album, thanks to my mother and my father, because my father bring this years ago. I was like 16. He bring this album home. There were all tunes by Ella Fitzgerald, Billie Holiday, and I was so in love that I learned every tune from the first note to the last note. Then, I don't know, it's like something magic, you know, that happened, that you are in love with. It's like you fall in love with a guy. And maybe everybody say, why you're in love with that guy? You know, he's not pretty. He's not like...
I never fell in love with a guy.
It's not for you. And you're just in love. Well, you can help it. So that's... I mean, with jazz music, you can have a lot of money. Everybody, you know, say the same thing. You should do like pop music because it's worth it, you know, if you want to make money as a musician. But I'm in love with the wrong guy. What can I say?
No, I don't think so at all. It's a very interesting blend because it definitely has an Italian flair to it.
Quite rare. I don't think I've ever heard this combination of melody before.
Do you remember that Frank Sinatra, you know, was Italian-American, you know?
Yes.
So we have, you know, blood in jazz music, you know, so.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, when did you start studying music? When did you start studying voice?
When I was about 18.
Okay.
So you want to know how old I am now?
Everybody no, no, I
won't.
They
know you in Italy.
They know in Italy how old I am.
They know you in Italy.
They know me, yes, yes, yes.
And tell me why, how?
Because I traveled a lot, you know, as a singer over there, you know.
You won a lot of awards, I heard. I heard some significant awards.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm waiting to hear.
Okay. When I was 16, yes. When I was 16, I won the Una Voce in Campania. That is a really nice, you know, festival. Then I won, you know, about jazz, Casa del Jazz, you know, an award for singers about big band music. And then the scholarship, Dennis Irwin, you know, all these
well,
little things. Yes, yes.
Okay. Well, more with Simona De Rosa in a moment. We're going to pause now for our commercial breaks.
We'll be right back.
The Greater Jersey Bros is sponsored by Gerudo Pork and Pasta Shop. Gerudo Pork and Pasta Shop is located at 108 Franklin Avenue in Nutley. Let me just say something about the Gerudos. They've been around for 50 years, and they have wonderful food. They are a great bunch of people. They have homemade pure pork Italian sausage, homemade ravioli, manicotti, and pasta. Everything is all natural with no fillers. So please stop on by to Gerudo Pork and Pasta Shop, again located at 108 Franklin Avenue in Nutley. And when you go there, please tell them that Lou sent you.
And I'm Lou, and I can tell you, go there. They are fabulous people, and the product is very healthy and very traditional for our community. They've been around for over 50 years. Great people. Honest.
And also sponsoring our show is Heller & Heller, imported domestic wines, liquors, beers, and soda. Also on Franklin Avenue at the address of 200 in Nutley.
And welcome back to the Greater Jersey Buzz on BroadbandBoxOffice.com from the studios of VK Media. Again, we are seeing the last Wednesday of every month. However, this coming month of December, we're going to be aired on December 18th. Yes, so we don't...
Special guest then, too.
We're going to have every month a special guest. So, back to Simona De Rosa. And Simona, we were talking before the break about your scholarships and the awards that you've won.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're actually studying here in the United States.
Yes, Aaron Copland School of Music, that is part of Queens College. I started in January when actually I moved here. And I really love, you know, the program, the teachers that are over there. You know, I'm learning so many things. And I'm just proud and happy to be part of this thing, you know.
And what year are you in, actually?
Jazz performance. I'm taking a master in jazz performance.
Okay, very good.
Mm-hmm.
That's excellent.
Your family's got to be proud of you because
That's what they say.
You're a very ambitious young lady.
I know.
And you're...
You have to make it, right?
I'm so far from my family. You know what I like about your program is you're very solid in your thinking and your...
Thank you.
Well, you know, Lou, anybody who would like to see Simona, she does have some dates coming up that you can see her live in performance. The first is coming up very soon, which is Monday, December 2nd at the Metropolitan Room in the city. And if anybody has not ever seen the Metropolitan Room, it's an absolutely beautiful room. And
Yes.
I'm sure you're excited about that show.
I'm really excited. We are rehearsing, me and Christian, you know, for this show. We will have like a quintet and special guests. Will be amazing, I promise.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And December the 5th at the Italian American Museum.
Yes, Italian American Museum held by Joseph Scelsa. He's a great, great, great professor, great person. You know, and I really suggest to go to see this Italian American Museum because there is a lot of history over there. And at the same time, we will have on December 5th, like a presentation of the Presepio. They will have a presentation of the Presepio, and afterwards we will have our performance about Neapolitan music, Italian music, and why not? We do some jazz standards too. And it's in Little Italy, Mulberry Street.
Yeah.
Yes, Mulberry.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Then after that, December 7th, New Haven, Connecticut, at the Annex Club Hall.
This is another great event because I met a few months ago this summer a great guy. His name is Aaron Caruso. He's a great tenor singer. And he introduced me to this beautiful woman. Her name is Nina Pane Sanseverino. And she has all the time this Italian and Neapolitan feast. That's why I'm going there, because they want me to sing the real thing about Neapolitan music, you know.
So now, what do you mean the real thing of Neapolitan?
Really classical style. Really classical. No influences, you know, really, really like old style.
Okay.
The old style. The original.
Yes. The original one, yeah.
Yeah.
And since I
hear that here.
I mean, because I'm Neapolitan, so I really can speak Neapolitan. Yeah. That's why they want me there, you know, because I'm original. That's it.
You are original. Yes. You're very unique. Mm-hmm.
And then December 8th, you are a busy lady. December the 8th at the Harlem Jazz...
It's an Harlem Jazz Club. It's called... Actually, it's a restaurant. The food is amazing. It's called Chez Lucien. So it's a French restaurant, you know, where they do, like, jazz music. And I will be there with my trio. Actually, with Christian, too, and the piano player.
Mm-hmm. And again, I'm sure anybody who wants more information about any of these shows can go to your website.
Website that is www.simonaderosa.com.
Okay. And then the last one, of course, last date that I did want to make sure I mentioned for you was December 14th.
This is great event.
I think this is the one you're most excited about.
Because it's really jazz music. There will be a real big band orchestra with one of the most important, you know, musicians that we have in the city. The director is Michael Mossman.
I know the director.
And he just went on tour with Michel Camilo, you know, the pianist, mm-hmm. Latin jazz pianist. And I'm going to sing with this big band, and actually there will be like 100 people that will do the choir. 100 people. And we're going to do repertoire of Duke Ellington's Sacred Concert. So you really can't miss it. You can't miss it.
Excellent. Now, let's go back to the first song that you sang. We didn't talk too much about it. Tell me the name again.
Ite Vuriavasa.
Okay. And
it means I would like to kiss you.
Yes, we were talking about that off air, and I said, oh, I didn't
recognize. What part is the kiss you?
Yeah, I didn't recognize the words. So when you find music that you want to sing, is it, who writes it? Where do you get your inspiration for the songs you sing?
This is not my song. This is a Neapolitan song. All the songs that I'm going to perform tonight are not my songs. So basically, the way I'm choosing my songs is that I like it. I like them. I feel that I can do something really special on the song, on my way of singing. I make sure that people will like it, first of all. Because if I sing something just for me, it's not, I mean, it doesn't work at all. So I make sure that people like what I'm singing. Mm-hmm. And also, if this is a Neapolitan song and everybody, maybe nobody will understand what I'm saying. You know, the mood is so sweet and so nice that they will just, you know, will just be like a boat in the sea. You know, they will go with the flow of the music. That's it.
Well, even if you don't understand the words, the melody and the way you sing it, they'll feel it. They'll feel the emotion within the song.
Yes, yes.
The title of the song.
That's what I
want to
do, you know.
So that's SimonaDeRosa.com.
Yes.
Now, we were watching you as you were singing, and those who are listening weren't able to watch you sing, but I think everybody here can agree with me that we were just so pulled
in. She's
all
into her music.
Yes. Am I
very
right that we were
so.
All pulled in? That you,
I noticed
you could
that
see
from day one.
There was a passion behind it.
Yes.
That's what I like to do, and that's what I want to give, passion.
Very
yes.
Good.
Well, that's one of the requirements of being a great performer.
I agree.
And you could definitely hear a lot of influences.
Expression.
See?
She does the expression, compassion. She feels the song. And you could see it in her presentation. And, you know, it's a pleasure being here listening to her, and that's why we got her on the show.
Absolutely. Will you sing another song for us?
Oh, yeah. Yes, sure. Christian, okay. Will you fail to see? He would like to say something. Maybe I can translate for him.
Say a few words. Say hello to the world.
Okay.
Say hi to the world.
Hi, world.
Christian is Simona's brother-in-law, and he's also from Naples, Italy. And he's visiting this country. He's leaving in a couple of days, I understand. But he's a master instrumentalist. He plays bass guitar. And he's a young fella. He's not more than 20 years old.
He's 23 years old.
23 years old, I guess.
I'm translate for him.
Handsome young man, just delightful, well-dressed, decent, really.
He's
both
well-dressed.
Of them, both of them.
It's a pity
folks,
that you can see
you gotta
him.
Support these people. They're outstanding. They're outstanding entertainers.
Well, go ahead, Christian.
Go ahead, Christian.
You wanted to say something or no?
Yeah, he will say something to me. Se vuoi dire qualcosa, ve la posso tradurre io. No, he's a shy guy, you know. But okay.
Christian,
when
you
want to
tell us about yourself and have her translate it?
Vuoi dire qualcosa di te, io traduco. No, he's okay.
No,
he just wants to play.
That's okay.
He don't talk much. He likes the ladies.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you play the bass very well, Christian.
Yes, thank
very
you.
Very good. Bravo.
Very good playing that bass guitar.
It's beautiful.
You know, he knows what he's doing just by watching him.
All right, Simona, what is our next...
We are going to do a Bruno Martino tune. It's called Estate. So you're going to hear from me an Italian song.
Okay.
Wonderful.
I'm all for that. I didn't know you were correct. Open it.
Estate, se calda come i baci che ho perduto, se piena di un amore che è passato, che il cuore mio vorrebbe cancellare. Estate, il sole che ogni giorno ci scaldava, che splendidi tramonti dipingeva. Adesso brucia solo con furore. Tornerà un altro inverno, cadranno mille petali di rose, la neve coprirà tutte le cose e forse un po' di pace tornerà. Estate che ha dato il suo profumo ad ogni fiore, l'estate che ha creato il nostro amore per farmi poi morire di dolore. Tornerà un altro inverno, cadranno mille petali di rose, la neve coprirà tutte le cose e forse un po' di pace tornerà. Estate che ha dato il suo profumo ad ogni fiore, l'estate che ha creato il nostro amore per farmi poi morire di dolore. Oh, l'estate, oh, 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 l'estate. Oh, 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 l'estate.
ladies and gentlemen.
I know the folks out there couldn't see us, but we were sitting here grooving along with that song. That was beautiful.
Spectacular, to say the least, folks.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Now, estate means summer.
Summer.
Yes.
Summer, yeah. Yeah, can't wait for the summer, but you
yes,
know what?
Yes, I know.
It's, I mean, just started winter. I'm so cold, you know, I'm freezing.
Yes, as my grandmother would say, managgia fa freddo.
Esatto. I don't like the cold
no.
at all.
Yes, you're not used to. So you've only been in America for a year now, less than.
Yes, basically, yeah. I came here in October to do the audition for the college. I've been here for 2 months. So basically, yes, it's like I moved. Now it's like 1 year that I'm here in U.S.
And where did you learn to speak English? Please use.
As I told you before, I always was in love with the English American language. And when I was at the high school, you know, when the teacher was like, who wants to read? And that was always me, I want to read, because I always was, you know, in love with this language. And also thanks to my parents, they were always like willing to travel a lot. I traveled a lot with them. So when you go somewhere and they don't speak Italian, of course you have to speak English. So step by step. But when I really came like 2 years ago here by myself, I didn't know nobody for 3 months. Then or you speak English or you speak English, no way. Mm-hmm. So then I learned, you know, I had base in Naples because I always studied English, always, since I was like 10
in school.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
In school. But, you know, when you are on the field, you learn how to hunt, you know?
It's very true. Very true.
Because I have many friends in my life who English is a second language, and I've asked them, you know, how did you learn? And so often the answer is through television. So that's why I was curious of how did you...
No, not I don't like at all the television. So no television. Just, you know, talking to people, you know.
Okay.
And also, I sing in English, so when I have to understand the lyrics of a tune, you know, I have to translate it. So yes. It's always learning, right, Lou?
You know, I'm thinking. You know, I met you when you first came to this country.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that until just now. Mm-hmm. When you first came to the country, and I had spent a lot of time with you through associates of ours and friends of ours.
Yes.
I've always been impressed with your talent, and. It's so nice to be here listening to you.
It's nice to be here for me too and share my time with you guys.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you
for coming on board.
And we're going to take another break. You are listening to the Greater Jersey Buzz on broadbandboxoffice.com from the studios of VK Media. And we'd like to thank our sponsors, Three Guys Pizzeria and Ristorante at 366 Franklin Avenue in Belleville. And we have a special message, a big happy birthday to Three Guys Pizzeria's Patricia and Stephanie. So happy birthday,
Patricia.
Happy birthday to you.
Wait a minute, this I know.
Buon compleanno,
yes.
Buon compleanno, Patricia and
Stephanie.
They make
a fabulous pizza, and they go, you know, anything. I've been ordering there for 40 years.
I'm just so good there. I'm just waiting for my turkey tomorrow.
Oh
yes.
Would you be able to sing that in Italian? Happy birthday.
Oh yes. Oh yes. Yeah.
Actually, I know that one too. Go ahead.
Tanti auguri a te. Tanti auguri a te. Tanti auguri, Stefani e Patrizia. Tanti auguri a te.
That sounds better than English.
That is just fabulous.
Happy
Thank
birthday,
so
Patricia and Stephanie.
We love there.
And also, the 8 Ciccolini Brothers Home Furnishings and Appliances.
My cousins.
Featuring Sealy and Stearns Foster Tempur-Pedic Bedding. Name brands such as Whirlpool and Samsung. Located at 537 Franklin Avenue in Nutley. And a special note to Bob Ciccolini from Ciccolini Brothers and Home Furnishings.
Yeah, can you always say something to Bob? I wish you'd allow me to do that. Hi, Bob. It's such a pleasure to announce your commercial because you are terrific people and you do serve the public well.
Okay. and you are listening to the Greater Jersey Buzz on broadbandboxoffice.com. And we have another guest this evening that we'd like to...
It's about time. Lisa, what happened?
What happened to what?
You know, this guy here, he's a very important guy.
Absolutely. That's why we...
I shouldn't say guy. I'm sorry. I'm using the wrong language. Gentleman is the right word.
Well, he's also been enjoying the great music we've been listening to.
Absolutely.
Tonight.
I've been watching him watch the program, and he's very impressed.
I hope so.
He's very impressed.
Okay.
Yes.
Why don't you do the introductions, Louis?
No, I'll allow you to do it. It's okay.
Okay. So, John Seneca?
Seneca. John Seneca.
I said it's Seneca. And he is the president of the Italian American Civic Association. So thank you so much for being with us this evening, John.
Thank you, Lisa. It's a pleasure to be here.
Please tell us a little bit about the Italian American Civic Association.
Our group is incorporated about 44 years ago. We're basically a local organization. But it's the Belleville chapter, but we also have a lot of people from Nutley and Bloomfield and the area. Years ago, I guess the Italian community was more visual than you see today. People moved away, got married, and so forth. And the demographics have changed, but there's still a core of Italian culture out there among the Belleville, Nutley, Bloomfield area, some of the Newark area also, which I am originally from the North Newark area. I've lived in Belleville the last 15 years. And what we do is we get people together that have similar values, similar culture. We run some events. We raise some money for established charities such as Cancer Research, and our latest dinner and dance, we just raise money for the disabled veterans. Whatever we think is a good cause for that particular year. At the same time, we try and honor somebody who personifies, you know, the values of the Italian culture. We were happy to honor last night's event, State Senator Carmen Arecchio, who's retired from politics and has done a lot for the area through the years.
Yes.
Through his personal efforts. We've had other honorees, such as Tina Servasio, who's an Italian-American from Nutley. Mm-hmm. She's acquired quite a lot of fame as a sportscaster on some of the major cable networks. And we've had Frankie Valli a few years ago. We brought in and gave him a dinner, and a lot of people know him from the area, and even those that don't, even the younger generation, he's an icon to an Italian American,
yes, absolutely,
group. And so that's what we do. We have some events. We run a bus ride, or we run collect food and so forth, given to the needy.
And what are you currently working on? Events are you currently working on? I know you had a wonderful gala for Carmen Arecchio last evening, and for those of you who don't know, Mr. Arecchio has been very prominent in the area. He's been a wonderful figure as far as raising all sorts of awareness for Italian-American culture. He's been a state senator, so I know...
President of the Senate for 20 years.
Yes, absolutely.
And
what are you doing right now?
Well, we're going to sit down, and some of the projects that might be on the drawing board right now, we may be putting a trip together for our members that may want to take a trip to Italy. We're talking to a couple of travel agencies about, you know, what kind of a arrangement or deal they can offer us, and we may do a trip to Las Vegas with another group, you know. So some of our activities are actually social for our members to enjoy. We have our meetings the second Wednesday of the month at the Belleville Senior Building on Franklin Avenue at corner of Mill Street.
Now, if somebody's interested in joining the organization, how can they get in touch with you?
Well, they can call directly if they want to use my phone number, I can give them the more information about it. And that would be 973-699-4436.
And repeat that for those who rent a Ram.
973-699-4436. Or they can just come to a meeting the second Wednesday of the month at 12 o'clock noon at the Belleville Senior Building on Franklin Avenue. I believe it's 120 Franklin Avenue, Belleville. So we take, you know, you don't have to be Italian-American. We as a matter of fact, our treasurer is Rudy Espiritu. I believe he's Filipino. But people that enjoy getting together for a good time, a little music, a little dancing sometimes, and that's what we do. You know, it's a balance between accomplishing things for the community and having a little fun among our members.
What is one of the, you've been the president for the past 2 years?
Yes.
What is your favorite event that you've sponsored so far?
Well, I have to say, even though I wasn't president at the time, I was on the committee when we did the dinner honoring Frankie Valli. We had over 500 people show up at Nonina's in the park. Mm-hmm. And I like to mention them also. We have a lot of our events there because they are tremendous supporters of whatever events we hold. They always do right by us as far as arranging things, you know.
And, well, that's a well-known banquet hall. Nonina's in the park. They're known.
Yeah, nationally. They do a great job. They're in Belleville, and they have another facility, I believe, in Florham Park.
Now, John, you said you do bus rides. What exactly do you do?
Well, in order to raise some money, sometimes we'll run a bus ride to Atlantic City or to the Sands in Pennsylvania. And it's an economical thing for the members, you know, where they might pay something like $30 and they get a voucher back at the casino and a food allotment and so forth. So it's not expensive for the members. And whatever we raise, you know, we'll use it for, we'll put it into our treasury. And use it for other things. Sometimes we'll have a party and we don't charge the members for the party, like a Christmas party and things like that. But we're you know, we try and recognize people who promote the idea of the Italian American culture.
That's exactly
that's
right.
Been in the area for years. You know, that's our
that's
roots.
That's good. That's what it should be.
And how do you define that? What are you looking for?
Well, It's hard to describe it, but I mean, you know, the person, you know, there's a thing about friendship and food and, camaraderie and so forth. And also, one of the things I try and focus on is to get younger people interested in it. I mean, we have a lot of older members, but we have quite a few, you know, young and middle-aged people that that are starting to come around and get involved a little bit. You know, they enjoy these activities. And New Jersey is a diverse place. And also, activities are changing. I mean, we just started now online gambling, which is like an experiment at this point. But the younger generation has different interests, you know. And we try and incorporate that into interesting the younger people. This way you keep the whole idea going, you know.
John, let me ask you, what about the culture of Simone De Rosa, the performance you just heard? I'd be interested in your comments.
I'm still very impressed with what I was, you know, more than just being on the microphone tonight. I think the highlight of the night for me was to hear her and Christopher perform live here in the studio. This is all new to me, so I'm not a critic or anything like that, but I really appreciated the talent and the quality of their performances.
Well, thank you for coming, John.
Thank you.
We appreciate you coming down.
So do we.
Folks, please go visit John and the rest of the gang and have some fun.
You know, we forget, you know, Simone De Rosa comes from a country that our ancestors came from, too. Actually, we call ourselves Italian Americans. We're really Italian. We were born and raised. Our ancestors came from Italy. We are Italian descendants.
I've had many a fight about
that. So what I'm trying to say, what I really like to get into and lead into is that, you know, that being the case, me as an individual and, It's quite seriously, I see this young lady. I am extremely proud of her to see what she's accomplished and what she, how she appears and presents herself. And I hope the best future for her. I hope that she's recognized in this country. And I think she will be, in my opinion. I've seen a lot of talent.
Just this young lady is very special. Just an example of following your dream, right?
We only have the best talent on this program. I'll be watching to remind you that. You know, we only have fourth Wednesday of the month. One show a month, we have the best talent that we know of on this show. We don't just have somebody can play a guitar on the show. We have somebody exceptional. So I really appreciate her being here.
Thank you.
It's a joy to be in her company.
Oh, we
and I've known her for
once
a year.
Again for
I didn't just
me.
Meet her. I'm one of the Thank first you. People that met her.
We all do appreciate you
that.
Being here. Absolutely.
Thank you.
You are a wonderful talent, and it's just a
This is quality
example.
Time for me.
Will you... give us another song, can you?
Yes. I will sing jazz standards. Actually, maybe the first one that I learned, you know.
Okay.
It's called Summertime.
All right. Simona De Rosa. Simona
excellent,
De Rosa.
Excellent.
And Christian Capasso.
Capasso.
Capasso on the bass. Mi dispiace.
Wow, what a fabulous guitar player. Isn't that impressive?
Okay.
And he's again, one of the best in Italy, you know.
He's fabulous.
Yeah.
Fabulous.
And again, we're going to break for some commercials to thank our sponsors.
I'm sure he gets paid for what he does, right?
Oh, yeah. He earns a lot of money because he's great. He's really good. Yeah.
He is good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what do we got next, Lee?
We once again have to thank our sponsors, starting with the 8 Ciccolini Brothers Home Furnishings and Appliances, featuring Sealy and Stearns Foster Tempur-Pedic Bedding. And they are located at 537 Franklin Avenue, Nutley. Scott?
We also like to thank the Gerudo Pork and Pasta Shop again. Remember, they have homemade 100% Italian sausage, homemade ravioli, manicotti, and pasta. All natural and no fillers. So, again, come on by and say hello to the Gerudos. They have been there for over 50 years and counting. They have wonderful food, and I know we've all eaten there. And
yes,
like
we have.
I said, please go there and say Lou sent you.
That's it. They got the best sausage, I'll tell you.
Three Guys Pizzeria and Ristorante at 366 Franklin Avenue, Belleville.
Again, Heller & Heller, imported domestic wines, liquors, beers, and soda at 200 Franklin Avenue in Nutley. I just wanted to add something to the Gerudo Pasta Shop. It's located at 108 Franklin Avenue in Nutley.
Okay, so with the time remaining, Simona, once again, if it's okay with you, I'd like to just talk again about the dates that you have coming up.
Yes.
So we can remind everybody.
The first one is that it's really close, actually. It's next Monday in Metropolitan Room. There is a really nice venue. It's like a cabaret room, you know, where you can sit, have a drink, have a, you know, light dinner, really nice while
what
you're...
What day is that? Do you know offhand?
December 2nd is
December
a Monday.
December 2nd?
It's on a Monday? Mm-hmm.
It's a Monday, 9:30 to 10:30. And, you know, we're going to do, like, Italian music and jazz music. So I will bring on the stage Italian performance, Christian, and also American performance as special guest. The second one is at the Italian-American Museum on December 5th. Italian Medical Museum held by Joseph Scelsa. And over there I'm going to do Neapolitan tunes with my guys, you know, they are wonderful. This will be like 7 p.m. The other one is December 7th in New Haven, Connecticut at the Annex Club Hall. It's in a great event with a lot of performance, and is held by organized by Nina Panes and Severino, and Christian will be with me once again. December 8th in Harlem is a jazz club French restaurant where I'm going to sing with my trio from 7 to 10 p.m. December 7th. And December 14th will be my last gig here in my last performance here in U.S. because then I'm going, you know, for Christmas time to see my pet, my family and neighbors. Can't wait. I'm counting the day. I'm doing the.
How many brothers?
I'm doing the countdown.
How about your family?
I want to say just the Kupfenberg Center of Art, Duke Ellington Sacred Concert on December 14th at 8 o'clock. What do you want to know about my family? They are all amazing.
Simona.
Yes.
Is there a website people can go to and
sure.
see your work? And
www.simonaderosa.com.
Repeat that again.
www.simonaderosa.com.
Okay.
So, yeah, my family.
And how long will you be in Italy?
1 month. I'm going to stay there from the December 22nd till January 15th. Then I'm flying to London to see my brother because he's a geophysicist and he works over there in London. And I don't see him for 9 months now, so I can't wait to go there and meet him, you know, together with my parents.
Well,
so
nice.
We will have a huge meeting all together.
What
and
does
I
Dad
can
do?
Wait.
What does your father do?
What does my father do? He's bookseller.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. So how many children?
And my mother takes care of the house, you know.
Yeah. How many brothers and sisters do you have?
One brother and lives in London.
So he's a geophysicist.
Geophysicist.
And you're a student in the college in New York. God bless him.
Yeah, I'm a geologist too. I have a degree in geology, but I am a musician now.
Now, I find it very interesting. You're the only one in your family, then, who's a performer, who's...
Well, no, actually, my brother plays the drums, but he does it for fun, just because he really likes it. But I earn my money from music, while for him it's more like fun. Maybe his choice is the right. Not mine. Okay. I'm just kidding. So... Yeah, I mean, he plays the drums. My mother is really, how do you say, intonato, in tune. You know, she can't sing. Yeah, my father is like, you know, out of tune, you know, bell. No way.
So you're going to leave the country for until the end of January and come back in February? Is that the idea?
No, I'm coming back on January 24th.
Oh, I see. Then you go back to school here.
Yes.
Queens College.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a scholarship you have here.
No. I'm paying by myself the school.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes. It's all part right. of the CUNY. So I mean, I really suggest this kind of school because it's actually a cheap school, but the program is great. There's nothing. I mean, it's just like Manhattan School of Music, New School of Music. You know, this private. I mean, I shouldn't say that, but you know, as long as you have something really good and you can pay less, it's better, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. And again, folks, you can hear all of Simona's recorded music if you type her name in YouTube, right?
Yeah. Also YouTube, iTunes. I have a YouTube channel.
Yeah, YouTube, sure. iTunes, mm-hmm. and if you Google iTunes. Her name, you can see wherever else she's posted and wherever else she's playing, and please go on her website. She is wonderful, and her CDs are called Kisses from Naples. Mm-hmm. An Inside Quartet, and
yes.
you'll hear the wonderful voice that you all heard tonight. Thank you for coming, Simona.
Thank you for having me here tonight. And Christian says the same thing. He's so shy that he doesn't want
to
speak.
It's a delight to have you guys on.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Should we close with another last song?
We're never going to top this show.
Can we pull out another song? No?
How about an a cappella song?
Okay, we can do a cappella song if you want. What about Torna Sorrento? Like really, really traditional.
Oh.
Torna Sorrento.
I do it a cappella, really quick.
She does a beautiful turn reading. All
right.
I've heard her sing that. Thank you so much.
Viro mare quante bella. Spira tanta sentimento, come tu a chi tiene a mento, cascia tanto fai sonna. Guarda, guagli stu giardino, sienta si sti giurarancio. No profuma così fina, rinto ora se ne va, e tu riciparta a Dio, ta allontanerà stu cora. No cuore non torna, ma non me la sa, non darmi sto dormiente, torna sorriente.
Signora,
Simona,
bravissimo.
Outstanding. We'd love to have you back soon. Enjoy your trip back home to Italy.
Thank you.
It's such a delight to have you, sweetheart.
Okay. And
you're a delight to all.
Thank you.
This is the Greater Jersey Buzz, folks, at broadbandboxoffice.com. The last Wednesday of every month at 7 p.m., broadcasting from VK Media Studios in Nutley, New Jersey. Historic Nutley, New Jersey.
And just remember that this coming month in December, it will actually
December the 18th.
Yes, so
remember,
please,
folks,
listen to us.
We have a special guest, December the 18th. And this new guest we got coming is spectacular. But I can say this much. This guest got some shoes to fill because this kid was unbelievable tonight.
So special thank you to Simona De Rosa.
Thank you.
Very special thank you, Christian Capasso. Thank you so much for playing for us. For John Sinikov, for
and being... Lucia Senior, and Lisa Descoli.
And Scott Manginelli, our announcer. So thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, and listen to us on broadband.
Thanks for listening in, folks.
You have been listening to the Greater Jersey Buzz with Lou Cicinia and Lisa Descoli. Please join us the fourth Wednesday of every month live at 7 p.m. Eastern. We welcome your comments and feedback. Please contact us, the Greater Jersey Buzz, at gmail.com.